Sorry about that. Kind of disconnected there. It's like this thing just sometimes just kills it if you get a phone call, and sometimes it doesn't. I don't even understand like why it doesn't do that. It's just kind of random. Anyway, but I'm at work all night. I just got here, and so like they called me about something or another, and then it kicks me. Whoops. Bells, where were we at before we got booted?
They were talking philosophy.
Oh yeah, the benefits of philosophy for women or something. I don't know. To some extent, you know, when you read philosophy and such, I feel like innately we have maybe our innate nature. And then you read something like philosophy, and I don't know how much I necessarily learn to be different as a result versus how much the parts that affirm the parts I like about myself are the parts that get you excited. You know, it's like a self-affirming behavior versus like, oh, that philosophy is interesting. I'm going to completely change to do that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I've always been more of a, like, I guess you'd call it rugged individual that doesn't necessarily conform to any ism or specific philosophical teacher of the past, but rather adopt more of a approach where each person is playing a leading role in like what could be called the greatest story ever told, and that's like Earth or whatever.
Yeah,
and
it's like
philosophy comes like it's like the distill. If life was a lemon, then like philosophy is the lemonade or something like, and it's unique to each person. Like I don't know,
but you know what I mean. Like conceptually, it's like if I read something, how much am I taking away that's new and it's going to change how I think, and how much of it is like I'm just going to be stroking my own ego with the parts of the philosophy that fit what I already think, right? Like, because if it's true that like probably 90% of who we are is nature and maybe 10% nurture, then our ability to modify our core nature may not be possible, and therefore like the philosophies that we tend to gravitate towards or find resonate with are the ones that we're going to have a tendency to sort of like or whatever. Because if you look at like how religious books are written, it's a good example. If you take the Bible or a Quran or something like that, you're going to have a lot of stories in there. And the reason why there's so many different stories and so many of them are so paradoxical, you know, like for example, there's the golden rule kind of idea. There's the turn the other cheek idea. There's the, you know, like in some cases, violence or like, is necessary, things of this nature. Like there's all these paradoxical stories, and I think it's and the reason those stories have worked well for so many years is because at least you'll have one of the stories within that religion that goes with your particular life experience. So for example, if you think that the universe is trying to destroy you, then you know, like the Book of Job or something like that might be interesting to you or whatever. So even if you don't like these three books of the religious book, but those two actually seem to resonate with you. It seems like religions propagate a lot because it reaches the maximum number of types of brains, not necessarily because one philosophy is specifically better than the other. In fact, like in many ways, like religious books have just a myriad of philosophies and quite frankly, just straight up paradoxes, not paradoxes, but like contradictions. That aren't even
drama between conflicting characters.
Yeah, but just conflicting information. Like this book says one thing, that book says another, and they're meant to trigger a different type of mind who reads it, right? Like it's not that.
Yeah, and it's for me, it's like it's not always about necessarily the specifics of what you're reading, as in, I can derive value from Stoicism and not personally be a Stoic. Or I could read some Gaelic text and derive something from it, but not necessarily become Viking. It's like,
yeah, like you
the specifics
about...
of like the specifics of learning about the fortifications surrounding Sharpsburg in the Civil War doesn't really matter. But I also exercise and do mathematics that warp my brain towards a more capable person in the future. So it's like cross training. It's like it's not always that deep.
It would be similar to like you like learning about lots of different plants, for example, but you don't have any intention of becoming a plant. But it's interesting to know how many different types of plant are out there, how they survived, and maybe what kind of niches they have. So the knowledge isn't always necessarily like personally helpful in some way. It's just information that allows you to sort of see the world a little bit differently and like plan accordingly or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever read a philosophy book and taken something away from it right then and there. It's usually like the saying, right? Like, you know, when you know, kind of thing.
That's a good point.
Things don't pop up. You're like, oh, wait a minute. That I can equate that to that or something.
Yeah. It allows you to create like a memory of a life you didn't have before. So you're simulating a life or a philosophy that maybe you don't know about or maybe other people know about. And so when you interact with a person like that, then you're like, oh, that's a thing. You know, and people actually think this or whatever. And that becomes less surprising to you because you've heard about it before in some simulated way.
Yeah, it's like if you're an object rotator, Tom Sawyer is like metaverse VR already.
Interesting, yeah. Yeah, it's like you can create these simulated worlds. It affects your reaction to the real world the same way as, in some ways, as having had that experience personally. You know, because imagine if you're the type that has like, and here's another thing, like, you know, we talked about this inner monologue idea earlier, like people that have one, people that don't. If I have an inner monologue, I can come up with like a dozen different ways that maybe I shouldn't like steal from someone, or maybe how to protect myself, or plan things out. Oh, I'm going in a dark neighborhood. I'm going to do this, this, and this. The person who doesn't have that might just simply react physically. So if something happens, they just punch first, ask questions later. A person that has more of an inner monologue might be able to create a plan in their head for where they don't even get to a situation where this happens. And not only that, but they've planned the possibility of the guy that's going to punch you without having an inner monologue. So therefore it's like, wait, I can't be sure that my logic will work on this person is something that you end up pre-planning for at some level. Like, I'll give you an example of this in prisons. So I've been in like, for some training things, I was actually a physician in a prison hospital. And what you don't do when you go into a prisoner's room or have them in like an office or something like that is you never turn your back to them, number one, because like legitimately they, like someone will actually attack you and try to like, you know, like do something to you. You don't want to have your position to where you would block the door. So you'd want to have a escape essentially available. And they teach you all these things. You're also not supposed to say certain things like when they're going to leave the hospital or something, because, you know, who knows how they're going to use that information. So you learn to like think differently based on the fact that these are people that will react just arbitrarily. They're like, many of them are legitimately in prison for a reason. They lack the reasoning skills to sort of think out why it's good or bad to do certain things, or just plan them out, or look, think of the consequences. It's pretty interesting stuff.
I was hoping you were going to say you had a short stint in prison, but that dream died quick.
Well, it was good. Like it was close enough. I could imagine it. I've been in a lot of prison cells, or whatever, not cells, but, you know, like hospitals with prison cells in them.
It's kind of funny how so many people have like ADHD or these days that can't weigh or recognize risk and reward. Probably don't have that inner monologue too.
Yeah, I don't think it's mutually exclusive. It's just interesting how different people actually are. And I think really, like we have our inner world, our inner mind. And I think most of us project our mind onto other people's mind and assume people think the way we do and will have similar, in general, have similar like thoughts and plans of given similar circumstances. But as you get older, wisdom is realizing that's not the case, right? Like when you're a child, you'd think like this more. And the older you get, the more you realize, wait, the other person has a different brain inside of them. They think differently. And but it's very easy to project your abilities on someone else. Like I think Chugs mentioned this earlier, like, you know, if you don't have visual spatial skills and someone says, oh, you have to do martial arts like this, imagine this, this is what you're doing, imagine in your head, and you can't do that, then you're not going to be a very effective teacher because you don't realize that type of person even exists. So you'd be like doing multimodality teaching essentially because you know those people exist that don't understand what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know if it's these younger generations, but a lot of them have like a ton of trouble coping and like handling things, like you said, like that whole this whole generation just cannot like cope with themselves and deal with certain situations, it seems like, and they all think that anecdotal evidence is like the only evidence. Especially you see it on Twitter a lot too, like everyone's like, oh well, I experienced X, Y, and Z, so therefore, you know.
Yeah, I think like parents, when they teach their kids martial arts, a lot of people will interpret that as like strange violence or bad parenting, but really it's like, no, these parents want their kids to be capable and they want them to have like a physical, athletic, morbid knowledge about the world so that if ever there was a emergency or a survival situation, they're actually capable and actually going to have a chance rather than just getting mugged or worse.
Yeah, it's like experience an uncoddled situation against some sort of adversaries.
I want my 6-year-old to be able to kill, so he'll be going to Krav Maga at least by age 5.
A surprising number of humans don't know how to swim, so water is like a great terror to them. I used to be a lifeguard, and people in experiencing extreme fear completely transform into like what appears to be like non-human when they're like struggling to swim.
Oh, I'm sure Steffi encounters that plenty.
In pure desperation kind of thing. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, now we can.
I had to go in an elevator for a minute. Just kind of got a little broken connection there. Yeah, there's like this, there's like certain types of people too. Like imagine you're on the ocean in a boat and you fall off the ship and you wind up like, you know, in the middle of the ocean and you have no chance of survival probably. There's a type of person that's like, oh shit, like, you know, the statistics would suggest that a boat's not going to find me. I'm in a gigantic ocean. I'm going to drown. I have nothing to eat or drink. There's like, I can't tread water for very long. And how the hell is anyone going to find me? Odds are I'm going to die. And it's like, okay. And you just basically give up because you know that the odds are so far against you. And then there's a type of person that's completely delusional and has at least some chance of survival because, like, you know, there's some level of like, they don't really overthink that. They just keep swimming until they either die or someone picks them up or something, right? Like, you know,
you only find the confident ones.
And yeah, exactly. You only find the ones that actually went ahead and like tried, which is kind of interesting as well. Like and this is not necessarily that survival is not based on your ability to formulate like an equation about the size of the ocean or how much water is in it or any of that shit. Like, you know, it's like all of those things don't really serve you very well. And this is why, like, I was like, evolutionarily, you have to have a lot of different heuristic, like, brain types, because the future is unknowable. And this is what I was mentioning in an earlier space. Like, when we were talking earlier today, it's like, since the future is unknowable, then you have to have, like, some people that'll be able to survive all sorts of various possible futures. And even cognitive specialization, there's no perfect cognitive specialization for all situations. And, you know, like which one's going to arise that you're going to be adapted for versus the guy next to you. That's going to vary a lot.
It's also going to depend on if it's raining that day. As in, depending on, it could literally be dependent on weather or uncontrollable circumstance.
Of course, yeah. And because there's always going to be circumstances that are not in your full control, either temporarily or by magnitude. Like you might have an umbrella ready because it's going to rain, but you didn't quite realize a tornado was going to land on top of your head. So like either by temporally or magnitude, there's always like a issue. Like you don't control everything ever. And that's why I was saying like that when we were having that AI discussion, the same thing is true. Like both in time and magnitude, that includes any kind of like machine, unless it can see the future somehow. And if it could see the future, what does that mean? If that's even a thing. But the point is like, your ability to sort of like plan for even remotely like near term events is very difficult depending on like what threat assessment you have like built yourself for. So for example, look at a fish. Like how quickly can a fish change and evolve to live on the land if like, you know, there's no water left? Or if I just simply take a fish out of water, dump it on the ground, it's probably going to die. It just doesn't have any means of living like that. And so, if you look at how many different types of fish there are too, like there's the ones that can swim in the deep water. There's the one that can swim on the surface. So like life finds a niche or whatever you want to call it. And that's a common thing. And I think human minds, like part of the reason why evolution has, rapidly created a variety of human minds is not because one is necessarily better than the other. Maybe on some specific tasks, yes, but not all of them are better than all of them as far as like just absolute, survival capacity. I think those TV shows where there's like Survivor and shit, where like, you drop people on islands and whatever, and like they have to make it. That's kind of interesting because it's a mixture of like physical prowess, the ability to handle the other adversaries, and perhaps some intellectual element as well, in terms of like handling new circumstances, reaction time. So at some level, if you take like 100 people and you say like, if you take 100 dumb people and 100 smart people and you put them against, on different islands individually, not where they don't even meet each other, I think the odds are that the smart people with physical prowess are probably going to beat the ones that have only one or the other. So are we going to like evolve to a universe where, everyone has both to some extent, or something like that? I'm not sure.
I dated someone on Survivor. A true story.
Did you really? Did you really?
I can't say who, obviously, but he was crazy.
What was your sensibility about him?
What do you mean?
Like, give me an example of how he's nuts or something.
I was very young, so I thought it was like fun and cool, but he was like, I like to manipulate people. And I was like, yeah, me too, because I was so young and stupid. I was like, yeah, I'm an evil mastermind too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I found out, oh my God, he's actually crazy. So that's how that went down.
Did you, when you guys broke up, I'm assuming you broke up with him, but did you say the tribe has spoken when you broke up with him?
No. I never watched Survivor. I never even watched his, I don't know anything about Survivor.
You don't have to watch it to know that's like a famous line, but I mean, Steffi raises a point. Like, I think the guy who's won it twice was like a theater director or something, or screenwriter. So, it's not all about brains and strength.
Your ability to create drama is good enough. Like, that's very funny.
Yeah, who can manipulate everybody?
Yeah, right.
It was fun though, because that was kind of the relationship. Is like that's how it started. I had an excuse though. Like I was young and retarded, but we were both like trying to out chess each other or something. But ultimately it was like the worst relationship I've ever been in. And the dumbest and cringiest, but whatever.
I had a counter going to see how long it would take before you said the word retarded, and only went like 60 seconds.
I really want to stop. I want to stop. I actually, because I have
you want to increase, you're going to widen your repertoire.
It's like workforce accidents.
Like the AI music stuff, I'm truly worried about that. And I have been trying to like career pivot. And to be honest, I have no fucking idea what I'm going to do. And there was a job offer that I was up for. And he literally told me, he's like, you say retarded too much and our team is not comfortable. And I was like, oh, shit. So I really do need to stop. Yeah.
Just got to remember this.
Well, if you're in L.A.
Yeah, this is in the early 2000s, 90s internet. We're in the 2020s now.
Wait, what do you mean?
I was going to say something. Retarded? I forgot what it was.
Retarded's a great word. It's always been. It always will be.
There's nothing wrong with the word. It's just, everyone.
That's the problem. I don't say any other.
No, retarded people need to have like a different term that doesn't mean that, and then that way we can use the word retard as much as we want.
Absolutely,
yeah, they need another word for retarded. They need to change it. We keep it. We need to take a stand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what the wordsmiths need to take a stand here. It's like some words are just fun to say.
We just need to
imagine this, like there's something very, very satisfying as saying like that's retarded as fuck. It's got both retard and fucking at the same time. There's something like dopaminergic or some shit going on.
There's nothing better than being in a fight with someone and being like, you're retarded. there's no better feeling, like the rush it gives.
Yeah, it's because we ruined the word stupid, so you know.
Stupid doesn't hit. Like retarded, the word retarded sounds retarded. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a sound of the word more. Like there's something about the sound of it. I agree.
Yeah.
It evolved. Like remember we were talking about survival of the fittest? Well, it won that fucking war.
The same reason.
It will never go out of style. So who was it? It was,
yeah, there's certain words. I think it's like we're like dolphins or something. You know how dolphins make funny little chirping sounds and shit? That's our funny little chirping sound, right? Like it's the thing that just never goes away.
Yeah, minus the necrophilia and sex with corpses. Yeah,
it's also
Jesus Christ. Did you have to go there?
It's like how English people say retarded is not retarded, like enough. Like how would they would say retarded? That's not the same vibe. It's the
That's a great point.
Retard. Like if I had an English accent, retard. I wouldn't say it.
Yeah. You're onto something here. It's the exact like pronunciation
it's
that makes
beautiful.
It's beautiful and invokes a certain amount of like violence.
Yeah. Aristotle's theory of aesthetics, like good things are just beautiful in themselves and therefore are beautiful and good. It's one of those things.
Oh, you retard. It just doesn't sound right. Like when Zara says it, it's not the same.
Well, it's kind of like the word cunt, right? Like it's way more powerful when it comes from a Brit or an Aussie.
Oh, yes, for sure.
You should probably start saying aluminium correctly.
It sounds just rude, like when an American says cunt. But when a British person said, like Robo uses cunt all the time, he's fucking hilarious when he says it. Like no matter how many times he says it, it's funny to me. Like literally every time he says it, I'm like, I have a little chuckle in my head, right? Like it's not even, it's embarrassing how, like, I feel embarrassed to even like admit that.
It just goes to show you that, like, just like my therapist said, it's never what you say, it's how you say things, you know? You can say whatever you want as long as you say it the right way.
That is such a good point. Like if an Australian guy called me cunt, I'd like it. But if just an American white dude called me cunt, like, no, I would never speak to him again. It doesn't hit.
What if it was a white American guy pretending to be an Aussie and he fooled you?
I'm speechless. I don't know.
Yeah, look at that.
I could. I don't know. Anyway, if anyone's listening, we're keeping the word retard. The gamers are keeping the word retard. Go find another word. We've set down the flag.
You know, a big gamer thing. I don't know if this was the case. It's still the case. But the biggest kind of gamer thing to say back like late 90s, early 2000 was like anything you didn't like in the game or someone you didn't like. It's more of something you didn't like, not someone. You'd say this is gay or that's gay. You'd use word gay in a derogatory term, but like oh, the devs are gay, or the, you know, this dungeon is gay or whatever. That was a very common phrase.
That doesn't bother me because I'm gay. So like I don't fucking I feel like I can I get out the gay pass?
Like,
actually the gays, no, if I started giving out the gay pass, the gays would come after me because the gays hate me. I'm the worst kind of gay. The LGBTQs, they don't even, they hate that we're a part of them. Because I'm bi gay, which is the worst kind.
Does that like cancel itself out? I'm so confused. What?
No, it's like, I'm, okay, this is a concept that, but it's real, okay? There's fake bi. There's fake bi for sure. And then there's bi. And then there's bi gay. So I'm bisexual, but I'm gay.
I think Seffy's point was that it used to not mean that.
Yeah, I mean,
what are you talking about?
Technically, retard just meant something was lame, like it was limp. So.
Yeah, no, but the same thing. The term gay is used to mean like just lame in video games. Like this is gay, that's gay, whatever. You're not actually
People
referring
still
to gay
say
anybody.
That. I say that.
Okay. This is so gay. Like, but that started, I mean, it was not a thing in the 80s for sure. It started definitely in like mid 90s internet for sure.
I'm pretty sure it started I remember a time on that Blizzard, like battle.net for sure. Like,
No, it was before that, because it was definitely on Ultima Online before that, and also EverQuest before that. So Blizzard came later.
Yeah, gay was super popular. That word was thrown around like candy.
Yeah, very popular. Late 90s, it took off like a bandit, basically. Like, there's a, you know, like, yeah, this, it was definitely after people were having more actual conversations in text. And you needed to be able to, like, I guess the word is so efficient. It's like quick. It's like only three letters. And maybe that's part of it, because it's like easy to write it. Maybe
I see the only time that would make me uncomfortable is if the people saying it are also like beating up gay guys, like that. That makes it not cool. Then it's weird.
And that's the thing. This was definitely not a term used by like sort of like some kind of broad anti-gay group or something like that. This is more like it wasn't really. I don't know. It wasn't even actually talking about a personality trait in the context it was used. It was just used as sort of like this weird derogatory, like, I don't like something.
I don't know why you're saying this like it's a thing of the past. I say this gay often.
By thing of the past, I meant like how it emerged. Like it wasn't being used as a derogatory term against someone at all. But people would say, oh, don't like, or people would say things like, oh, don't be gay. But they weren't even referring to like a gay behavior at all. They were just literally referring to just anything. Like it was just kind of a, like it was a catch all term. Like, you know how people just say fuck, but they don't literally mean like sex or something. So it's just used as like a catch all term. And it just meant nothing and everything simultaneously. Like, you know what someone meant when they said it. And you know they weren't trying to be like aggressively hurtful either when they said it too, right? It wasn't like, you know how when people say like retard and stuff, they're not doing it to be necessarily super aggressive. It's more said in a joking sort of like, you know, off the cuff sort of manner, I think.
Yeah, I'm usually okay with like these words, but I've also been in situations like, you, like I'm a gamer, dude. So like I understand gamer words and I understand like people saying the N word in a jokey way. But the thing is, like, I've been in situations, I think why I get cautious around words sometimes is because, like, you think people are saying it in and then someone's actually fucking racist or like actually fucking.
Yeah, you have every right to like shame somebody and then it's, like, for their words, but
really
like,
uncomfortable and weird. It's
they have no obligation to like pay attention to any sort of.
Right, but no like one should, no one should, yeah, but in the same way, like, we should socially pressure people out of, like, hating someone for their skin color, or their race, or their sexual.
Well, I mean, feel free. I mean, you're going to have an uphill battle on that one.
It's not. The left has absolutely obliterated the right on this. They've absolutely, absolutely won, culturally.
I mean, good luck. We just got Twitter.
This is not something you should advocate for. Like, what the fuck are you saying right now? I'm not on the right or the left.
No, I think it depends on, I think when it comes to these things, they're very contextual, obviously. The thing is, like, the sociopath can't understand context, right? So, for example, you've heard the word brother used. So, like, I don't know why, but there's this guy on the TV show Lost. I don't know if you remember the show Lost. They're on an island and they're, you know, whatever. And there's this one guy, I think Desmond or whoever, and he loves to say brother, brother this, brother that.
Desmond, brother.
And, yeah, hey, brother. Yeah, so, and it's kind of like in a British accent of some kind. And it's like, and there's something like it resonated with me and I liked using it. And I like using it even in real life. And like, I'll say, hey, brother, what's going on? And I'm not trying to imply, like, if I'm saying this to a black man, that I'm trying to do the hey brother thing, like, as in, like, you know what I mean? Like, the intention is not to make it sound like I'm doing, like, the
like you're invited to the barbecue,
I don't know,
brother?
I identify with as a black man, and that's why I'm saying this kind of a thing. I'm just using the term because I thought it was cool from the TV show, and it was actually said by a white dude with white people. It's, like, kind of a funny thing. Anyway, but when I'm with folks, if I say it, I have to decide, am I going to be a hypocrite and basically use one term with some people and use a different term with others, or use the same term with everybody and they just have to judge me for who I am? That's a tough one, because the thing is, there will be people who don't have, you know, like, you know, especially people that don't have like maybe a good, you know, mental model, like, you know, maybe the, especially like lower IQ folks, things like that. And they basically will just simply immediately reflexively think they're saying saying something negative. You're just calling me that because I'm black or something like that, as opposed to like, they don't know who else I say brother to, right? Like, how would they know? And I'm saying it in a loving way and kind of a fun way. and try to identify with people, because, you know, you'll have like men of all ages, and some of them are younger, some of them are older, and sort of like to, you know, to connect with people as a doctor, it's like you've got to kind of like, you know, bring everyone to the same level. So if I say it to a 90-year-old, I could say sir, yes sir, and all that, but I could just say, hey brother, how's it going? And people appreciate this kind of like this level-headed, you know, level playing field kind of mindset or whatever. Or a younger person who's like, I'm way older, and you know, by saying brother, it sort of like levels the playing field a little bit, like, because brothers are usually of similar age. So if I'm talking to a 20-year-old, right, like, it might be a different thing. So I use it for that, but like at the same time, in my conscious head, because I'm not a sociopath necessarily, like, do I think, wait, how is this word going to come across in this particular context because of the history of the word and all that kind of stuff? So, you know, that's the difference, I think. And some people have the ability to sort of like navigate that and do it okay. And sort of like, and you'll still get it wrong some of the time, because, you know, someone will like take whatever you say the wrong way, no matter what you do. But like, I think that's what we're talking about here. It's like, if you're using the word like, oh, that's gay, or, you know, that's retarded or whatever, like, you know, I think it's a question of who's the receiving end of that and whether you want to have the fallout from it or not. Cause like the other thing too, is like a sociopath decides what battle, like, or a non-sociopath decides what battles they're going to fight and which ones are not worth fighting. Whereas a sociopath is like, I'm just going to say shit. It's going to come out of my mouth. And they don't have an inner understanding of like what's irritating the other person, what isn't. So that's a very different behavior.
Yeah.
So anyway,
what I notice is like, and one of the reasons I hate this whole left, right thing is they both fight each other so hard that they both become retarded. Like, the left is absolutely retarded in getting offended over every fucking thing. And the right gets retarded by being like, no, I can say the N-word. I can do it. You're an N-word. You're an N-. It's like they're both retards.
Well, it's not really the right. You're mixing also like militant libertarians
but,
in there too. Like,
yeah, the militant that, libertarians yeah. just get crypto rich.
But they do that because they're fighting each other. And so they keep pushing each other more and more left, more and more right, and they just become insane. It's just
like both the left and the right think the militant libertarian is insane as well, which is very funny. And the militant libertarian thinks all the other groups are definitely insane. So it's a weird like intermix where everyone thinks some portion of the population is insane compared to them.
I think the libertarians
had no cards to sit at the table with until Satoshi gave them to them. And now we have cards at the table and we're playing Imperial games now.
They're either the smartest guy in the room or the absolute dumbest guy in the room.
I guess that depends on whether or not the Americans can shut down these blockchains.
Yeah, I don't think like being libertarian or not necessarily corners the market on some grand intellect or whatever. You have people that are like like I'm definitely libertarian leaning compared to other things, but at the same time, like I'm not interested in living in a world like with no order at all, and there's no way to have like I don't know modern public health and modern agriculture with like a purely libertarian philosophy. In fact, I would say the vast majority like of libertarians you ever meet are hypocrites because they couldn't actually live without the other two groups. Like they would like without the left and the right, they would just fucking die in the it's just all LARPing for the most part. It's not like, oh, I'm just gonna go live in the forest on my own and nobody can tell me what to do. Very few people actually do that. Most people prefer a culture where other people are helping them and that someone will give them a hand up if they need it, or someone will fight on their side if they need it or whatever.
That's,
so cooperation. Yeah. Like there's a benefit to cooperation is what I guess what I'm trying to say.
That's why I'm
like,
I'm a proud, dirty centrist, and I'm proud and no one can push me out of here.
Yeah. I can identify like socially what sides I lean to, maybe what like economically where I lean to a little bit. I can understand like where I lean in terms of like, yeah, left, right, center, libertarian. So I think most people, if you sort of like analyze the landscape long enough, you will find your sort of spot. You're like, okay, I'm right about there in that graph of, you know, like whatever. And you'll know because like you'll hear things that each group says, and the ones that disgust you most are the ones that it pushes you away from that corner of the graph, right? It's like, oh wait, that's a little bit too much for me. Oh wait, that's a bit too far. So yeah, the centrists are usually the ones that like can see the forest from the trees as far as like the inner retardation of every particular model when taken to its extreme, Like, yeah, but they hate us. It's really, really obvious to those people.
We're like Sweden to them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's because, like, I read a book a long time ago in ethics in college, and or something like ethics class of some sort. And it was a book that basically talked about American politics. And it just like talked about just politics in general. And that is that, like, only the extremes actually get any voice, because, you know, like, nobody is going to go vote for someone who doesn't have an actual platform. And to have a platform implies being extreme about that platform. You care about it enough to go become a politician to have that platform, which means by definition, you have to be extreme. If you waffle about it, how are you going to actually get the job done? Because if you believe, like, for example, I'll give you two, like, if your platform was, we need to have more air traffic control towers because planes are going to fall out of the sky and people are going to die. Okay, all right, fine, run on that platform. But someone else can say, hey, wait a minute, how come you are not running on building leukemia hospitals for children? Because the children are going to die. And you're like, wait a minute, like, how do we know which is the better platform? You just have to pick one. So there's a certain arbitrariness to human endeavors and whatever. You could have like a dozen good things you could want, and only like you only have the money to do one of those things or the time or whatever. So everyone ends up becoming an extremist at something. And but like that's who actually can win the elections. And that's why it polarizes. Wait. Because you can't have a platform that stands for everything and at the same time. It just
speaking of which, do any of you know anything about like Trump switching on the TikTok ban? Or have any of you?
No, what's his take now?
So I think he's doing like the exact opposite of that, where like Trump is realizing like, oh shit. So if, for anyone who doesn't know, Trump started and was pushing for a bill to ban TikTok. Do I need to explain why? I don't know, because it's fucking Chinese spyware, right? So whatever. So he was pushing for that, but now right before House voted on it, he's like, actually, I don't want to ban TikTok. And I think he's appealing to the left here, but it's weird because it happened this morning, and I've never seen the House agree on something more. Like, unanimously, the right and the left came together and overwhelmingly voted to ban TikTok. But I think Trump is just trying to farm, like, whatever he can.
I think it has everything to do with surveillance, because TikTok did not conform to the federal oversight during the COVID pandemic.
No, yeah,
TikTok
obviously.
TikTok completely, like, humiliated DC during the COVID pandemic because they were going around their censorship campaigns. And I think America just wants only their controlled surveillance software, like Facebook, Amazon, Instagram, etc.
But it's not just that. Like, if you watched it, like, they were openly speaking about this. Like, it is propaganda, and it does hack your mind.
It's important that apps maintain their sovereignty in the App Store, and that we can put any software on any device we want to.
There's a reason that all of these people unanimously agreed, and it's more than just that. It's that, like, for example, and I'm addicted to TikTok, but I know it's Chinese spyware. I know we need to get rid of it. It's a propaganda machine. Right before they voted on the bill, TikTok pushed to its users, they're trying to silence us. They're trying to silence freedom of speech in America. And these old people don't care about us. And they pushed it to everyone in America before they voted. And they had people. So China had a big influence on the people. And Congress knew about it and talked about it openly. Because all of these senators are getting spam called by these Gen Zers saying, don't get rid of TikTok. Because of this push from China, they shouldn't be able to have that power.
An interesting thing too is like what is allowable in terms of like the way algorithms work in the US. You can basically amplify absolute retard energy on TikTok, whereas on in China, like, oh, they'll show like men and women industrious, working hard, and like all of the self-help thing. Like, in other words, there's an amplification of a different type of thing there to make their children stronger and faster and whatever else. And so this idea that somehow it's just a straight up free speech platform is this misunderstanding that, like, I can't manipulate the fuck out of you if I want to.
I completely agree. But I just think that it's the only social media that's not participating in Five Eyes and giving surveillance information to our allies.
Yeah. I mean, like, think of it this way. Once you concede that free will is an illusion, then this is a very different discussion, which means that, like, all that media platforms can basically be weaponized against human beings en masse. And if you already realize that, wait, hold on, 70% of the world's population is, like, you know, sub 95 IQ or whatever it is, then the reality is that, like, it's actually very easy to, like, weaponize lots of people against anybody if you wanted to and with enough time. And so that's the other problem, is that, like, the fantasy of the First Amendment generally is the fantasy that, well, we all have, like, legitimately reasonable rationing skills and can filter nonsense and whatever. But this is simply not true. And so, like, the problem is, and oftentimes people don't realize this, or people that haven't met enough people. Like, for example, like, if it was true that, like, we could be exposed to everything and be fine, then we wouldn't have, like, a gigantic drug problem, or, like, we would have, like, a gigantic, you know, birth decline problem and all these other things that we talk about. So, like, it's weird. Like, it's hard to tell, like, civilizationally, like, what you should do about these kinds of things. But yeah, like, you know, it was a big one, like, when they took cigarette ads, they took them all out of, like, everything, right? Like, it's like you took them off of most sports things. They took them off of, like, magazines or whatever. Smoking was about 50% of the US population. I shit you not, 50% at the like middle of last century. And now it is more like 15%. And we still are suffering from, like, the amount of aftermath of the amount of, like, the tobacco related damage to people's bodies. There, that beeping right there is probably one of those damages. But anyway, like, what I guess what I'm saying is that, like, these things do have consequences civilizationally. It's not as simple as, like, it's the freedom of speech argument is not as simple as people oftentimes make it out to be.
I guess,
and there's always the slippery with TikTok, the slippery slope argument too.
I guess my point with TikTok is, like, if you're going to ban camels in America, you wouldn't necessarily just expand the security perimeter of every gas station to include the entire contiguous US and arrest anyone found to have cigarettes. And that seems like what it is like the expansion of the Apple walled garden when it comes to apps encompass the entire internet. And instead of that, we could just ban TikTok and just do it kind of heavy-handed instead of just implementing this, like, digital tyranny to go after one app, when we could just go after one app and not implement the digital tyranny.
I was gonna say, there's a lot of
buzzwords.
They're not. What do you mean, digital tyranny? They're passing a bill that stops. We're in a cold war with China, and it also doesn't help that the Chinese communist ruler went out publicly and made a public speech saying we're not going to take on the U.S. with our military. We'll take them on another way. Like, that also doesn't fucking help, and also was quite retarded, to be honest. Like, because it's like laying out your plan before doing it. We obviously don't want, I believe the bill specifically prohibits propaganda from our enemies is what it's targeting. So they're not banning TikTok. They're demanding that TikTok be sold to another propagator.
That's what I was going to say, is, like, it's not technically a ban. It's a forced sale to an American entity, which is what it boils down to, is just the government doesn't like that they can't control this news source. I mean, there's no other way to, you know, put it. And if you're getting propaganda on TikTok, it's because you're sitting there watching it usually. Like, I don't think I've ever seen propaganda on TikTok. I mean, I've seen some Russia stuff, but
I did.
It's more subtle than that.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Like it's the understanding that you can have, like, a exorbitant amounts of retard energy that basically ruins a generation and fucks you over.
Well, yeah, it's
it'd be like no different than like if you just simply got rid of, like, elementary schools in America. If you think that's not going to have an effect, I got news for you. It probably will.
Well, like, Russia showed us what they can do with enough time, like via Facebook. So, you know what I mean? Like, with enough wherewithal, you can take a social media platform and really twist the minds of a bunch of idiots over here.
There's absolutely propaganda all over TikTok, and I've seen it, but I'm just, like, smart enough to be aware of it. It's like there is a huge cultural shift towards let's hate America, we hate America. If I'm going to war, I'm not going to fight. And I'm a part of this. It's like I know that I've been influenced by this. And to be fair, like, I'm not. Like, see ya, bye. I'll go to China. I'm a sellsword. But I'm also aware I'm a product of this propaganda, and this has been going on. I mean, I agree with it. Fuck the country. I'm saving myself. But at the same way, like, this is an influence. This is a cultural movement.
You don't need much. You don't need much pounds per pressure to push us off the cliff, because as bad as it is right now, these kids feel like they have no hope. So, you know, all it takes is a little shove from China, and then all these kids basically jump off the cliff.
But that's largely in part because they grew up on this app that is constantly telling them how awful their lives are, when in reality, we have it pretty fucking good. We do.
Like in the United States today, you're basically living better than most of the human race ever lived in the history of all time, quite literally. Even if you're living on the street, I shit you not.
Yeah, it's like
you're
the true than Commonwealth ever idea. Lived. It's like America achieved the British Commonwealth that they always dreamt of. And we are like the offspring of that idea made manifest.
I mean, just for reference, like we are now talking on phones and things that are like truly supercomputers of like the 19, like, there was nothing close to what's in your hand right now in the 1990s, for example. You have luxury beyond belief. Like kings and like would have called you a god 100 years ago or 200 years ago for having a device of this type. And you would be literally worshipped like in pyramids and fucking shit would be built on your name for thousands of generations. And this idea that like we're not wealthy and whatever is just largely a large illusion. And it's easy to take a weird thing like social media and turn everyone into basically freaks thinking they don't have anything, when in fact they're in the richest part of the, like they're in the richest type of experience that the world has ever known for all time, right? Like it's really just funny how that plays out.
Well, the irony is that
it plays out in, by the way, like other factors like drug abuse and other things that, like,
yeah, if you talk to anyone like under the age of 18 though, like none of them think like how you and I think though. Like they think there's no hope, they think they have to go to school, you know, spend $100,000 and get in debt to get out of college and not get a job. And like, they just,
this is why like the US economy basically needs to collapse and everyone needs to become homeless for a while.
No,
it's because like, because you can't see what's in front of you when you don't, unless you don't have it.
This is why you guys need to love America again and work on loving America. And I'm going to stay a sellsword, but you guys need to be more nationalistic so you can protect me.
Well, you'll end up in the South.
That's
China
basically what
way.
It is. Is like, if unless you want me switching to China, you guys need to start protecting the country and shit.
I think the more you're on TikTok, the more you're willing to go die in the South China Sea and not protect the Gulf of Mexico or the Rocky Mountains. And it's a complete inversion of the way we should be thinking, because we were never meant for empire. We are the libertarian nation that was founded and ended slavery.
You guys have to remember, too, that a lot of the information these days is so convoluted, right? That a lot of these kids, TikTok's the only place they actually get legitimate information from. You know what I mean? So to them, that's like their only avenue to get real information.
Yeah, like TikTok is not Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood or whatever.
Exactly.
Like, the difference, yeah.
To be fair, if you have retarded leaders like what we have, then yeah, you could say fuck America, because they're just making us look retarded. And with this, I guess you kind of say this dumbass generation that are kind of clueless, I believe they fall into the trap of, yeah, we hate America, because, I mean, think about it. If you have retarded leaders that are kind of making America look pretty shitty, I'm going to say, yeah, fuck America.
This is one of the things where, like, the left would say I'm on the alt-right, even though the right calls me a snowflake, a fucking liberal snowflake every day. But in truth, even as a gay woman, a bi gay woman, but I'm fucking gay, I see this exploration into sexuality and gender as a severe threat to the country, if we're being realistic. In that, like, we need masculine men. Like, if all the big strong men that are good at aiming guns and shooting are exploring their femininity, and we have a war, this is bad. That being said, I'm going to continue being gay, but this is why I need you guys to step it up.
Here's the thing, like, if you have strength, you can have a relatively small military. this is the thing, like, because you can project that strength with a relatively small amount of your population conscripted.
Steffi, historically, I hate to interrupt the show right now, but I have some emergency news updates.
Don't do crypto.
Hold on. A few hundred years ago, like half the world was conscripted, by the way.
Okay, what shit coin, King?
Okay, Wabi, go for it. All right.
Hold on, give me 1 second. I'm pulling off the newsletter.
Yeah, what?
Apologies. I was going to say, hold on, give me a few moments. I'm going to go through the newsletter right now. I'm going through it. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, an interlude from national security into shitcoins. Important breaking news. Should we have like news music to kind of fill in the space, or just silence might be better actually?
No, you have to marinate in the silence. Yeah, like, that's what we used to do. So
okay, sorry.
Oh, Wabi was doing something over there. I'm not sure what.
We used to have 2 minute silences, like moments of silences back in the day when Luna was around.
What if Wabi is like a Chinese fucking agent? He's like, hold on, stop talking about nationalism and just stay quiet for 10 minutes.
Yeah. He heard China propaganda and he got summoned like instantly.
Let me get this straight. So you think that all of the masculine men are gone and you refuse to read The Art of War, and you need to go attack China aggressively?
No, I read The Art of... What? How do you... Stop. I'm like literally autism adjacent. You can't do this stuff with me. I don't know how many times I have to say it in here. I will get upset.
The men she's looking for they're all over Twitter. They have
I don't want a masculine man. That's why I'm saying I'm staying gay and I'm looking for my femboy twink wife. Okay, but that's me. You guys,
that's what I was
need to protect the country.
That's what I was gonna say.
Like,
these guys portray themselves as like masculine men, but they're actually twink, you know, little cross dressers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You guys need to stop. My husband,
she's saying somebody out there has to be a warrior so that she doesn't have to be one.
I'm different. I'm way more important than you guys.
You sound like Gen Z.
I'm 43, so.
That's fine. You can be whatever age you want. I'm just saying. You sound like Gen Z when you're our problem to fix.
Now. I do a lot of adrenochrome.
Stop. You're going to summon a whole slew of different characters to start talking about that stuff.
Pretty sure that's true. It's like serious weirdos. It's gonna be Steffi. Like everyone's gonna retweet and go, "Oh, they're talking about adrenochrome now." Jesus Christ! Yeah, Wabi, go ahead.
I have some emergency news for the audience.
Wabi, you sound tired today. Did you not take your adrenochrome? Like you haven't gotten well yet from being sick.
I have a couple kids. If you need to borrow them. Uh-oh.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the show, and I have some emergency news updates for you guys. As you can see, BTC hit an all-time high, as predicted on this show at 3 a.m. a few days ago. We said live on this broadcast, if you're going to buy crypto, you're going to have to buy it now. And as you can see, Elon Musk is starting to tweet about Pepe. Pepe is up 15% since that show, and today we have a brand new token release. Entangle. The ticker is NGL. Now, what is my forecast for NGL? Well, it's simple. It's 45 mil market cap, and it's going a lot higher from here. Now you ask me, Wabi, what is the use case for this token? It goes up. What's the FTV? No idea. What's the future prospect against its other competitors? I honestly couldn't tell you. I'm just here to support the new guys. The price right now for NGL is right at about 188. Let's go ahead and look at the price a few weeks from now. So just go on over to MEXC and you can find the ticker NGL and TangleFi. So that's all I have to say for today's news report. Let's go ahead and see what our other speaker panelists have to say. Seffy, good evening. How are you? What are you seeing in the markets?
Good, Wabi. I should be aping into this thing right away?
Yeah, right now. Do it now.
All right, be right back.
Wow, $199? That's a great price.
But thank you, Sintani.
So you're saying I should take a Credit Karma loan out for 30% and dump it all into this? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you probably just want to sell everything. Plus, it's purple. And usually, tokens with the color purple, they tend to do quite well.
Oh my gosh, it's only $199 and it has the color purple?
Yes. Thank you, Shintani, for being so descriptive for our audience here.
Zen, you need to release a crypto that like goes with like a perfume or something. It'll have a color, an odor, and it will have a...
I have some really bad news. I just got to let out here real quick. My normie coworker.
I'm feeling like I'm in an 80s mood right now.
He's a 29-year-old boomer.
How about you, Seffy?
CDs and T-bills. He just asked me what WIF is. So
I'm... How about you, sure, man? I'm feeling like I want to walk like an Egyptian.
And Wabi, can you... What about you? Through?
No, I can't.
Hey, you need to go down.
He's going to walk like an Egyptian.
Yeah. Here it is, guys.
Kareem is an Egyptian. Ask him how
to walk like an Egyptian. Bum, 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 bum.
Wabi, you need to go down and come back up. Or am I not hearing Kareem? Was Kareem talking?
I can't hear Wabi either. It's
kind of
nice.
Don't you know? If they move quick, Wabi's
the only one I can hear.
Like a domino.
Wabi, can you go down and come back up? All right, I need co-host.
How is it that Elon still hasn't figured out Twitter Spaces after all these years? Like, it's 2024. We've had TeamSpeak for over 20 years.
I'm 100% convinced King Wabi is a Chinese spy.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
That was the biggest derail from a national security conversation I've ever heard. And it's still going. Like, it's probably because I'm still talking about China. He's not going to stop, is he?
Is he actually talking?
How much are they paying you? Wait, if the Chinese government is listening, I'll take less than him. I will take half of what you gave him.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Mr. Big Business.
So what's going on,
what
guys?
What did Drew say?
He said he was going to talk to someone called Kaiser Sose.
Why were you screaming over him while he was talking if you could hear him?
I didn't hear him at all. I just thought he was with Kaiser Sose.
How much is the Chinese government paying you?
China has a government?
The Chinese Communist Party? What are they? What are they?
The CCP.
How much are...
What kind of party? Like, is it an 80s party? 50s party?
Can you hear me now?
How much money are you making? Drew, he heard you the whole time. He was just...
Son of a...
No, I didn't hear him at all.
I can hear you, Bobby.
Now.
He's about to cough out a lung on
this. This is literally like we were just talking about how clever these Chinese psyops can be, and we're witnessing it right now.
Ture, 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 vire, ture, 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 vire, ture, ture, vire, oh yeah, ture, 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 vire.
This is what TikTok has done to Wabi.
Wabi, how old are you?
What do you mean, dude? 26, man.
Gen Z.
What do you mean, brother?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Just nothing.
You even know the way. Excuse me.
Bless you. Let us know when we can continue.
A bunch of people went to East Denver and got sick there. Wabi thought it was altitude sickness. I'm like, what? At 5,000 feet? No, you just got sick. You got a viral thing.
Wait, what? No, altitude sickness is a real thing. I was so sick when I first moved here.
But not just like just in Denver. It's not high
enough. It's literally Denver's called the Mile High City, Seffy.
It's not high enough. I know, but it's not high enough for altitude.
Yes, it
sickness.
Is.
Where are you?
No.
Literally. Oh my God.
Wabi basically have a viral respiratory infection. He's like.
You know, the problem with Seffy is that he says smart things a lot, but then when he says dumb things, he says it just in just as smart as a way. So it's really hard to catch, but sometimes you do be saying dumb things.
No, 5,000 feet is not enough.
I absolutely had altitude sickness when I first moved here.
I got altitude sickness at 12,000 feet.
I couldn't breathe. I was like, when I was walking around. Okay, Seffy.
Otherwise, people would land in Denver all the time.
Seffy,
at the airport.
I literally passed out and had a doctor tell me that I had altitude sickness.
Like, it can't be true.
I went from California.
I do this for an exact living. Seffy, like, I'm telling you, not feasible. Otherwise, you'd have people passing out at Denver airport all the time.
No, because you get acclimated as you've been. Like, now I don't have it. Now I'm fine. But when
Seffy,
I first,
you know, altitude sickness is not
your
that.
Decade of
I couldn't. I wasn't
nothing.
Getting enough oxygen.
No, altitude sickness is acute pulmonary hypertension. That's very specific to people that have, and it's you don't have enough altitude in Denver to get it.
Northern part of Denver, absolutely. In Red Rocks.
What's that? How high?
I passed out, I was at Red Rocks.
I was at a
Dead Mouse concert, Seffy.
I know, what's the altitude?
She's like,
I don't know, Seffy, but I know it's like it's either in Denver or just north of Denver.
If you're getting like north of like 9,000, probably more likely. But
it
like
was
even
at
then,
Red Rocks.
Like,
and don't tell me I like didn't have it because I absolutely did. I passed out at the Dead Mouse concert. I passed out. I could not breathe.
That was the Molly. Yeah.
I don't do drugs. Yes. I don't do drugs.
You don't know what you're talking about, Seffy. Just sit down on this one.
Like well, pulmonary
how are
hypertension.
You tell me I didn't have altitude. I'm telling you right now.
I do for a
okay, but I'm telling you, I moved here from California. And when I first got here, I went to Red Rocks and I passed out. And a doctor was there and said, "This is altitude sickness. Did you move here recently?" I said, "Yes." They're like, "From where?" I said, "California." She said, "That explains it."
Now, even within, like, for example, going from sea level to like around 10,000 feet, it's not particularly common at all to have any kind of altitude sickness. And Red Rock, I don't think is that high. It's like more like closer to
I don't
Denver
know what to tell you, Sebi. Okay, then what happened to me then? What I was gasping, I felt like a goldfish. Like,
oh, there's lots of reasons to have like syncope, pass out, have other things. But yeah, it doesn't automatically have to be the pulmonary hypertension without.
Right.
It's very, very uncommon.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Teffy, maybe you can explain to me what the fuck a pulmonologist would know about this.
Oh, just not. Nothing.
Why did you make him co-host so I can't mute him? Why? I asked for co-host so I could mute him. It's the fucking Andrew Tate song.
Andrew Tate is goated.
Bobby, you don't have to do this. We're not talking about the Chinese Communist Party anymore, dude.
What
hell is an Andrew Tate song?
This is like his theme song.
Yeah, what does that mean?
He like this song will play and Andrew Tate will like lift weights and it's like really cool and it's like sliced into an edit of Andrew Tate having big muscles.
You're really into the pop culture stuff. I didn't even know that.
Hey, don't you think we need more masculine men like Andrew Tate?
Zintani, I think you might know more about Andrew Tate than any of the incels in here.
Maybe.
Myself included.
Kristen Tate's following me. He's fucking that up, though. Can you, dude?
Bobby. Enough music.
It's getting louder.
Wappy's stuck over there. He's like, he's got his hand up. He's AFK with his shit.
So stuffy.
Is the song at least good?
Like, it's cringe when you see it so many times with like, it's just a dude with muscles being like, and you have to go out and 1 foot in front of the other man. And then that song plays and he like lifts weights. And that's like,
Zintani, why have you seen it so many times?
You know what's crazy, dude? Listen. In BTC Miami last year, me and the guys, we got an SUV. It was like a Tahoe. And then we blasted this song throughout the beach. And I kid you not, bro. I kid you not. Every person just happened in the air and started saying Top G, Top G. It was pretty funny, man. It was pretty funny. And it's just the song. And
what
it's
does
like,
that mean?
I have no idea. It just means Top G. But I just played this song. It's called Tutte de la Vida. It's from
Yeah. Bobby, you need to get like you need to use some Bitcoin or something and buy an internet. What is that noise going on back there? It's like
you need to get Starlink or something.
Yeah, some Starlink or some shit.
Top G is the Andrew Tate equivalent of the Red Pillars alpha male, basically.
Wabi,
did you purchase his class?
I've never purchased anything over the internet, believe it or not.
Wabi, can you bench 225?
I've never touched the weight in my entire life, man.
Bullshit.
Never.
Bullshit.
Never, man. I'm actually a very small.
You wouldn't be a monad.
Look, I'm actually. What's monad? I have no idea what that is.
You know, I would argue that the Chinese propaganda machine really benefited Andrew Tate because he made his money by capitalizing on the weakness of men in first world countries. Like, this is how.
I have no idea who that guy is. Like, I've never really experienced social media. I was actually raised on a farm in Finland. I've got very minimal knowledge about.
Can you imagine like saying something and then someone interrupts to say, I don't know anything about that, like very loudly?
His big thing was like, I think he promoted like Dogecoin mostly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I figured that. Yeah. I actually saw a post of like his old profile was called Of Wudan, and he argued with Gainsey. And then he told Gainsey that if you're just going to act like a dick, you're just another crypto dork with money. That was funny.
None of you are going to believe this, but about 2 years ago, all these Tate people started following me and I didn't know why. And I just recently found out they took one of my fucking speeches. And Andrew Tate, when you ask Andrew Tate like what his opinion on crypto is, I already know no one's gonna fucking believe me in here. But this happened. Go look, Tristan Tate's following me. Go look. This is what happened. They followed me.
Who's Tristan Tate?
Because they heard the first DM I got, it was he said, how are you gaining all of this respect and making all of these men look dumb? when you're a woman, was the first DM I got from one of these Tate people. And they literally took my take on crypto and they reformed it. They took out where I say retards and they replaced it with like losers. And then Andrew Tate says word for word, my take on CT. I'm not fucking joking. Like this genuinely.
You know why, right?
They literally, yeah, sometimes like, they sniff out like people saying cool things. Because when I made that speech, I did body like a lot of crypto influencer people, whatever. And they saw that and they were in there and they just took my speech. It was my take.
Top G.
Yeah,
top
that whole
G.
community really likes.
They took it from a fucking woman.
Bisexual, gay, lesbian, bias.
No, but it's like literally word for word.
Yeah, but check it out. They made it. They made that saying cool.
Lamborghini.
No, I made it fucking cool when I said it and I bodied all those
top
dudes.
Top G.
All right.
What do you mean by higher love on Link? Can you explain the merit?
Pepe is going to go a lot higher. We have World Frog Day. We have Hisaka talking about Pepe.
Yes.
So Chainlink is kind of breaking out.
Yeah. But Pepe is going to break out even harder.
When Monad.
So I don't know what that is, bro. I really don't.
Shut the fuck up.
Either
Wabi.
Post the fundamentals or stop lying to us.
Dude, yeah, find me one post where I talk about Mana.
I can find a dozen spaces.
Guys, Steffi has posted fundamentals.
You can't find the single one.
I just want to know where you get the audacity to interrupt a space about national security to pump your bags with exit liquidity. Like, where do you get that much audacity?
Okay.
Zoomer
Zintani,
energy.
Zintani, let me tell you something. Look. Even if the world angers you, I want to tell you that you're loved. You have people in the world that adore you. You have people in your life that can't wait to wake up and see text messages from you and can't wait to call you. I hope you have a lovely life. And I'm grateful that you're here and that you have the privilege to be upon this space.
What kind of gaslight?
I know. Look, I know how difficult it is to be a woman. Filled with a lot of men, and trust me when I say that I know a few women that I'm close with that have worked in crypto space and have told me some horror stories. So I applaud your brave going into these rooms, whether for fun.
How long have you been in
or whether
crypto?
You're trying to get
wait,
something
what
out
the
of
fuck?
This.
Why are you talking to me like I'm new to crypto? How long have you been in crypto?
No, I've actually followed you.
No, I applaud you. I applaud you for having the bravery to come in here with your retarded takes. I can't imagine the courage it takes to be a retard amongst
be gentle. He's a wee
such
type.
An intelligent woman.
Who's been here longer? Let's see it.
So, Steffi, what do you mean high or low on Link? On what time frame?
My first purchase. December 2017.
Oh, I got you beat.
December
14th. On what time frame?
December 14th.
That's a 1 month.
2017.
I don't have a screenshot.
December 14th.
All right.
No, I've got like the Coinbase receipt.
Wait.
No, 2017.
Hey, Steffi, these higher levels are going to make it look like it's going to flatline.
Yeah, I've been in crypto 2 years longer than you. So. Stop.
That's based. I'm proud of you. I hope you've made a lot of money and stuff and some friendships.
I bought 4 pizzas really long time ago with Bitcoin.
I've never purchased anything with crypto outside of like a few Terra cards. Like when Terra had their gift cards. I try not to like tell people I've actually made money.
Tarot cards?
In this website. No. I'm not into like that Wajamima board. No, I said Terra Luna. Like Terra, they used to have UST gift cards on Amazon. And that was like a few days before UST went to zero. It was so odd. But yeah, I've never gotten things with crypto. I try not to talk about crypto in person either. it kind of creates like a weird vibe shift, right? Like when someone asks what I do for a living, you say like I'm a construction worker.
You got some shit internet, dude.
I'm a waiter.
Your mic.
Yeah, dude, I can't actually.
Potato.
Listen, Wabi.
Exactly.
I'm sorry for calling you retarded. Also, that's pretty smart. Construction worker, way more attractive to women than a NFT dude.
Morty, we should discuss the merits.
Oh, no. Trust me. I do not ever use, like, this stuff to attract women. I don't do anything to attract women, honestly. All I do is work and train. Like, I do very, very minimal stuff.
Wabi is like Zintani's male doppelganger.
Bull flag breakout.
Probably not. I don't know. What? I don't know her in person.
Who said that?
Yeah.
Wabi, what kind that of was training?
Why'd you
what
say
kind
that?
Of training, Wabi?
There are these things called barbells. They're like these long sticks, and then I just stick. I stick these metal 225 on them.
Listen, you schmuck.
I don't know, dude. Look, I grab a bar thing, and then it has two shafts, and then I stick some metal dishes, and then I lift, and then like it cures
at
the
least
voices that
two
I
years ago. I told Wabi like at least a couple years ago. I'm like, we've been around here for a while now. I'm like, listen, dude, like go find yourself a woman. Stop messing with weights and shit all day. And he still didn't listen. He still wakes up at like 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. or something and then like heads out to the gym and all and just lifts weights and whatever. It's probably not even a gym where there's girls at. It's upsetting me.
Yeah, no, dude. I actually found myself talking to this one chick from TikTok. And that
TikTok
was not
Live
like,
doesn't count.
No. Like this was like a real thing. And I had everything like planned out, but then I found out I was doing something foolish and I should stop and just wait for certain tokens to come out and start pumping. And that's exactly what happened. And you know, we broke
out
of
Did you just say
I was talking to a girl, but then I realized the important things in life, tokens. Is that the synopsis?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. No, but like she's like an influencer and all that stuff. She's got like tens of thousands of followers and all that stuff. I just decided
tens
like
of thousands
you know what?
Of followers is not an influencer.
No, it's an
no,
e-girl.
No, dude. Like she's like she gets a lot of engagement
you
and
can't
stuff like
make
that.
Make money. But... Okay.
Yeah,
you
yeah
did the right thing.
Yeah.
Just keep your head down and work. You know, for every hot girl, there's 10 guys tired of fucking her, you know?
Yeah. No, I asked her, like, do you believe
that,
in
that's
Christ?
That's weird. That's
like,
a weird
and then matter. and then she blew up, and then I'm just like, yeah, it's time to go, like, no contact. So I just didn't, I just,
because,
I,
wait,
I,
because
I
she was successful, I'm confused. Like, what?
No, like, she doesn't believe in Christ, so that's like, that's like a danger zone for me. So
well, then you can
I
just go
proceeded
to fucking
to
Utah and get
anything.
A religious nut if that's what you want.
Gotta be equally yoked.
Time to go to church every day, Wabi.
Spiritually
yeah.
yoked.
Yeah, dude. I'm gonna start doing that. So, but
those are evening events where the you know where the girls go hang out to go meet other dudes that like Christ and stuff.
But he can't right now because tokens are pumping.
Yep,
that's
next
true.
Next bear market, you're going to church.
No. I'm going to church. Like right after I get better, so in a few days.
Yeah, like go there, pray for your back to get bigger, and then like. Yeah,
me.
All that.
No. And
go to church, play
you know,
that song.
She
pray loudly
no, dude,
for
she,
your bags.
She,
and then
no,
beg
man,
for
she
women.
Was she was asking me like, oh, are you talking to any other girls and all that stuff? Well, I was just posting stuff on my IG story, right? You know, like Bible verses and all that stuff. And then she's like, oh, do you have something to say? Are you tired? Like, and I'm like, I don't do drama. I don't do drama
okay,
at all.
Well, I feel like
why does she sound
like
that? Like,
I don't know, brother. I don't know, but like, I wish her the best, man. She's
She's one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my entire life. Jesus,
why are men like retarded? Oh my God. If a woman, you're talking about being scared of like 10 guys fucking her. If she is being annoying like that, that means she likes you. Do you realize that?
I don't know. Are you
talking
to
other girls? She's nervous. Oh, thumbs down. Okay. Literally, this is why. No, you want to know, like, the male side.
No, he did the right thing.
I know there's a male and a female side. Everyone's at fault. But birth rates are declining, and this is at least something you should consider. If a girl is causing, like, little petty, stupid drama like that, being, like, worried if you're talking to other girls, this is probably a good sign if you're looking for a girl that isn't fucking 10 guys. Okay? Because if she's fucking 10 guys, she's not going to ask you something like that. She's not going to be annoying like that. And that's not a good thing.
She's looking for like a guy with fidelity. Like,
yeah, there's really no way to verify that, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I'd rather just wait. Maybe like let's let Eigenlayer go live a little bit. We'll see how
the right thing.
Let's discuss.
Dude, like all this revolves around certain updates, right? Like, you've got Eigenlayer going live in a few months.
We need to.
You still have to wait for Monad to release onto the market.
What was that, Wabi? Say that again, Wabi.
Monad.
You're acting like as if you're building these things. You can just go meet a girl. They'll build.
No, dude. Like I'm actually a builder, dude.
That's not true, Steffi.
Like I do a lot of behind the scenes.
Building your bag does not count as. Listen, what I'm saying is,
does, dude. This requires endless. Look.
Let the nerds go build the shit, right? And then you go out and meet a girl.
I met this girl, and she was like the most beautiful girl I've ever seen, but she was like concerned if I was sleeping with other girls. Like, she seemed genuinely interested in a relationship, and I just can't handle that drama. Yeah, bro, you did the right thing.
There's no way this conversation just happened.
He's got you there.
Why are you making fun of his attachment?
I'm saying, like, if you meet a beautiful girl that's nice and she's like interested in you, what the fuck are you doing?
This isn't
how you help people. You kind of have to go with a gentler approach.
Okay. Well, I don't know how to do that. I'm not your guys' mom.
No, Wabi's a muscle man. You got to take the strong approach. He doesn't appreciate weakness.
Most muscle men are just hiding the tiny little petulant child underneath, you know?
Wabi will make him do what he won't otherwise do himself.
Wabi needs somebody who's spiritually ripped. Like, spiritually, though. Theologically yoked.
Spiritually ripped. Yeah, I like that. And,
like, I like doing some karaoke, right? Like, you know the Goofy movie from Disney? If we listen to each other's heart.
That's a really good song, actually. That's a green flag for a lot of women.
Can I give you guys, like, some real woman alpha? I have some real woman alpha, but this is kind of deep and you need to understand it. If there's any women in here, they might get mad at me and call me not a feminist, but I am a feminist.
Hold on. You know your target audience, right?
No, I'm literally, I'm just talking to you guys like with real woman alpha. Most women want containment, even women that are independent. So if you see a girl that's like an influencer and she only has like a couple, 10,000, 20,000, whatever, but she's not making enough money. She's not so set in her ways that she's like fully, not red pilled, like blue pilled, I guess you would say. So she's not fully.
Doesn't have 100,000 followers.
Women generally, not all of them, but want containment or want a man to lead them into life. So if you're talking about like wanting a girl that's spiritual, you meet a girl and she's really, really nice and she's beautiful and you like her and all of these things, you could lead her probably successfully to your religion or what have you. I mean, she might be open to it. To just push something away when every descriptor you gave of her was a positive, doesn't make any sense. Most women are looking for containment, like somewhere to build a home. That's the feminine woman wants a leader so that she can build a home
It all starts with quite a revelation. It all starts by having a relationship with Christ. So I'm going to let her do her thing. It is what it is. And
I'm going to just stick you on one thing, but the relationship with Christ is not going to lower the drama level at all.
So bottom line is women have like a level 4 drama at baseline, and some women are level 10 drama, right?
But
so
look, you
need to find the level 4 one, but you're not going to find a drama for them. There is no such thing.
If they don't like you, they won't be drama. That's the truth.
This is why going to Japan is like heaven. Because in Japan, the culture is different. There's no screaming. There's no like no is yes and yes is no. And like, are you talking to other girls while spamming your phone and your stories and screaming and all that stuff is good? In Japan, yes is yes, no is no. You treat me like a human, I treat you like a human. Do you like the Goofy movie? Why, yes, Wabi. I love the Goofy
movie. It's not.
Do you want to sing some karaoke? Why, yes, Wabi. I would love to sing some karaoke. What do you suggest? Oh, I think Fly Day Chinatown is an excellent choice.
Wabi, I think and you then might we like sing. Men, because what you're describing is a man.
No, it's not. I've seen this in anime before.
The passport bro propaganda, I've heard it too. And the grass is always greener on the other side. So when you're doing it like on the opposite side of the planet, it's going to seem like really green grass.
Shintani, I don't know what a passport
this
is bro
a,
is.
This is an idea. Very close.
What
it's
is it?
It's so you've got normal people, right? They're few and far.
What's normal people?
People with some general common sense, very rare. And then on
I was another raised side on of a that, farm.
You have like the MAGA, the or not MAGA, what is it? Men going their own way, MGTOW or whatever. And then next to them, you have Red Pill. And then next to them, you have Passport Bros. And the Passport Bros.
I have
are the
no
ones
idea
like,
what any
yeah,
of that is.
First world women fucking suck. They know how to read books. Like, you need to go to fucking Thailand and buy a woman. That's
do
how
not
you really do it.
I've
never
said
back to you.
I didn't say
and
any.
And plus, on top
I
of that, they don't even
that.
Speak my language. So they won't even talk at all. It's like that kind of mindset. It's like
he just wants a trad wife.
But I never said any of that.
It's the same mindset
I never
as Passport
said,
Bros. It,
you're
it's
confusing
exactly
what do you mean? I'm just saying I want to go to.
Bobby, I'm telling you, if you get a Japanese girlfriend and she really likes you, if she genuinely likes you, she's gonna be drama too. If she's
I don't know about that.
You,
I hope not.
If she's
I hope
using
not.
You
absolutely
for
not.
A better
no
situation,
way.
Then probably not. But I'm. But if
that's
a woman
good.
Likes a man, she tests him. It's almost like inner nature.
I don't. No, that's like. No, that's weird. Why is weird normal
because,
in America?
No, there's
it's,
a biological
it's
imperative. It's not an American
it's
thing.
Like,
this is a hormonal thing. There's a biological imperative for women to test men.
Shintani, it's like eating an impossible burger with. Bird doo-doo and saying that it's a real burger with barbecue sauce when in reality it's a soy patty with bird doo-doo.
Man,
it makes
you
no
being 26
sense.
This is why like I say I would date a 60-year-old man like and people like their minds are blown but I absolutely
but,
would
but
when you're a 26 year old man
that's fine
you need
and
to
that's
you're,
fine
okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to be mean.
Stop. Let him play Hell Diver.
No. That's fine. Years. It's fine. I got my heart crushed last year, so that's fine, right? But like I'm pretty numb to a lot of things. But I just live, right? Like if a guy doesn't want drama, he just doesn't. And thank goodness the world is as it is today, where you can work wherever and move as you please, right? Like if I want to go to Japan right now, I can, and just forget the world as you know. Like if you move right now to Finland or Ireland and go to a farm, the world that you know today is not real. This gamified society of the sex wars of men versus women and yes is no and no is yes and you need drama to get married or whatever, that's like an American thing. That's like a mainstream
thing. It isn't.
Thing where
it isn't.
Like, I don't know what red pill is. I don't know what blue pill is. I just know this. I just know this. If I am a man, I want to be a provider. I want to have kids. I want to be self-sustained on a farm. And that's that. I want to be as strong as I can be. And if someone has an issue with that, then that's
I want to backtrack, Wabi. Okay, you are free to live your life, and I shouldn't impose on your romantic life. I only hope for you that if you meet a nice girl that is pretty that you get along with, that you don't just push her away because of bad things. And I don't only wish this for you. I wish this for everyone in here, that we don't get jaded by the past. And we accept the new as good and new. That's all. But I shouldn't have imposed myself on your life. You have your life. I have my life. I don't have it figured out. So I apologize.
I'm taking that free alpha with me, though. Women just want to be contained.
So, containment, Wabi, you containment but not wife. Slavery. So, like,
not
don't
contained. Women want to be led.
Yeah, women, when I say containment, right. I mean that women generally, not all women, and it depends on the kind of woman you want, but like the feminine trad women that men talk about wanting, those kinds of women want a home, like somewhere that they can build a home.
Yeah, and here's the problem with today's generation.
There's this principle in Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web3. That's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts for getting out of fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code. And now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yambato and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Really? Worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? Is it really worth all the drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
They started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out. Teaching all these plebidites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches when they choose to have fits. All you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, the shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile, over here rewiring features. More critical thinking, less knee-jerk. More evolution, less shit. Coin preachers pretending to be teachers, y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better to just like move on.
Channel Spaces.